Well, Scotty Madden made one hell of a guy. Tough, outdoorsy, a dedicated son, big brother, and husband. He was well known as an adventure survival filmmaker. But there was a problem. Scotty may have been born a boy, but she was supposed to be a woman. At 47 years of age, Scotty came out as a transgender woman. And when she did, it rocked her world and her marriage. KUOW's Bill Radke sat down with Scotty and Marcy, her wife of 27 years. Scotty told Bill of the first time she felt like she couldn't be who she really was.
I was 4 years old, and the babysitter was babysitting me and the little girl next door, and it was raining. And she came over to our house, and she had these fantastic pink rain boots. And I had just the, you know, the traditional firefighter ones with the yellow tops, and they're all black. And so we traded. And we were just sitting there like two happy four-year-olds with a win-win situation. We both won. And the door burst open, and the babysitter came in. And my friend just instinctively put her feet under the bed to hide them. And I didn't know what we had done wrong, so I just followed her lead. And the next thing I know, the babysitter is shrieking at me. And he grabs me around the waist and drags me out from under the bed and stood me up and shook me and said, "You can't wear those. Those are for girls." I'm like, "Yeah, I know. So what will your father think?" And so I tried to work that out in my brain. I can still remember going a point of confusion, like, why wouldn't my father like this? But you apparently think this is wrong. And then he slammed me down and said, "Don't ever do this again." And then as he babysat me afterwards, every time he would come in, he would check my clothing out. So I kind of knew early on that you just don't tell anybody that I'm wearing the wrong clothes.
That is awful. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
What did that do to you?
Well, I went through my entire life building this dungeon that I then imprisoned myself in. And I just knew as I was doing it that I was killing myself. I was trying to compensate by being a loving person in all the other areas of my life and with all the people in my life so I could compensate for the sin that I had of killing myself.
Marcy, did you have any inkling of what Scotty was going through?
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
I don't know how that can be.
I know. Isn't that weird? And everybody asks that question. You would think, you know, I'm this close to this person. I'm going to detect something. I had absolutely no idea. And we ended up being married for 20 years before she even tried to talk to me about it at all. I just knew I had a generous, loving, creative, affectionate, smart mate. And I just thought that was, I really had finally, you know, landed the big one. But I had no clue.
It's hard to hear because that it brings home how much Scotty had to work to be not herself. That must have been, you know, awful.
Well, yeah, I mean, the compensation of it, though, is that I was able to love the most incredible woman on the planet, so.
That's me, in case you're wondering.
You know, so, and that was what made, once I did finally, and come out to her, as should be defined, because I just, one day, I finally snapped. And it was 4 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't lay in our bed anymore. I got upstairs. I made us coffee, which is what I made Focky, which is what we do every Saturday and Sunday. Marcy's baby brother could never say coffee.
Oh.
So
that
we call it
Focky.
Focky. It's yes. Focky.
So I came downstairs, and it was now about 5 a.m. It's still dark, and Marcy can smell the Focky in the room. And she's like, "That's great, but it's awful early." And I just said, "I don't know who I am." And I think those were the last coherent words I can remember saying. And I told her everything.
So, Marcy, when your husband told you that she was a woman, how did you go about dealing with that?
I have to tell you, the arc was long and steep. Because I remember back to years before that, having seen the movie Normal with Tom Wilkinson and Jessica Lange, and that was exactly this story. And he came out to her, I guess he was in his 40s or 50s, and she gradually accepted it and went along with it and fought it a little bit, but she came fully around, and I just thought, I could never do that. Oh, it was really creepy to me. And I was completely in the dark about the whole subject, really. Transgenderism was not a very talked about thing, and I certainly knew nothing about it except that movie, which kind of was weird. Like, how could you go from looking at your husband to helping him pick out earrings and makeup? You know, it just was not something I was expecting or into. I liked guys.
But if I can, that's something that I want everybody to kind of know about our story, and that is that Marcy never saw this coming, didn't want it once it was there, but in what she did was she stayed in her heart. And so she worked at making it happen. She worked at staying in love instead of letting it repulse her or say, well, I just don't understand it, and walking away.
But you got to tell me more about that, Marcy,
yeah.
Because imagine a listener trying to get their mind around how you love the person you chose when the person is, there's so much more to them than you knew.
Yes. The first thing I had to get past was a sense of betrayal.
Betrayal.
That somehow this had been a lie, or that I was living a lie. It wasn't a betrayal. And the more I saw, kind of what you said earlier about Scotty, how did you get through all that time having to kind of fake it? I've heard some people say that transgender people are selfish. And I think how for 50 years, Scotty pretended to be a guy, basically to make all the people around her feel comfortable, including me. How is that selfish? How is that selfish? So I tried to read some of the stories of partners of transgender people, and I might get a little seed of encouragement or, oh, that sounds, oh, okay, I see how they did it. And then the person would say something that was so not me, like, well, I'm bi anyway, so it was kind of more fun. Or I go, oh, well, okay, now I can't relate, so I'm back to square one. But we'd been together for 20 years, so I thought, okay, what has changed? Really, the being, the soul, the my love I'd fallen in love with and been in love with for 20 years wasn't changing. That part wasn't changing. And I'd auditioned a few guys to be husbands before. It didn't work out so well. So I thought I had a great relationship. And so I just gradually, the fears, the feeling of betrayal, the feeling of loss started to kind of just simmer away a little bit. And I kept coming back to love, and this is my love. And she wasn't going anywhere. She guaranteed, oh, no, I still love you. I'm not going to leave you. I thought, well, maybe it won't be so bad. And then my nevers just started to kind of melt away, too. It just gradually took time. And before I knew it, I said, oh, my God, let me help you with your eyeliner.
How did your life with Scotty change after that? So then life was like what?
Well, first of all, I started really looking at Scotty. And as much as I consider myself a heterosexual female, I thought, wow, she's way prettier as a woman than good looking as a guy. Look at her. She's gorgeous.
So you got looks on top of the other package?
It's true. What else changed? Well, you know, not as much as you would think. I think that's part of the thing. I mean, we would go to a restaurant and a waiter would come over and I'd kind of go, uh-oh, here we go. And they'd go, what can I get you, ladies? And I realized if the whole world is accepting her as a woman, what's my problem? Right? And then before I know it, she's giving me makeup tips. I thought, there are some advantages to this.
Scotty, from your point of view, how did life change after you had become yourself with Marcy?
Well, there's a lot to that. But first of all, I'm not spending any time anymore trying to protect Marcy from Scotty. You know, so since I'm not having to do that, we have we had a very open and very honest relationship. But now we have even more because she has actually been able to come in. Sometimes you walk into a giant room, you don't know what you're looking at. She's now seen every corner of my heart and is seek because I've been able to bring it all the way out to her. And she knows now all of what's inside of me.
That's Scotty and Marcy Madden. They'd been married about 20 years when Scotty came out as a transgender woman. If you want to hear more of their story, you can see them at Town Hall tonight or at Trans Pride on Friday. Scotty's book is Getting Back to Me, From Girl to Boy to Woman in Just 50 Years.